Hello, welcome to the Professional Insight Podcast. Thank you to our sponsors, Brand Boulevard, for helping to share and care and sponsor and all that kind of stuff. My name's Brandon Curry.
I'm Jeff Collins.
Josh Bond.
And Trevor Lindy.
So I kind of wanted to, this will kind of piggyback into another episode, probably the next one. All right, we're recording on January 7th, the day after the day that will probably go down in infamy, close to probably a Pearl Harbor incident. This was actually quoted as by Chuck Schumer.
Is it because Trump's Twitter got shut down for 12 hours and Facebook for 24?
No. That's all good. That's good. That is not why.
Yes. Not since 18.
That's not why it will go down in history.
That's not why it will go down in history.
Okay, fair enough. No. I thought that's what we were talking about.
No, but close. It's close. It has something to do with Twitter, though, and the use of social media.
And Canada.
That's what incited the riots, basically, right? It was Twitter. Right.
Yeah, it's the riots on Capitol Hill, which happened January 6th, 2021, during the
counting of the electoral college ballots,
which is usually just ceremonial at best because they've all been ratified, they've all been secured. And what ended up happening to our listeners is a couple of, in order to, so it's a completely legal process. It's basically a filibuster. So basically it's just a way to delay the vote, but you need to have a senator and a House of Representative co-sign sponsor a contestant to one of
an objection.
To one of the votes from one of the states. When that happens, that immediately causes both houses to separate and then go for a 2-hour debate on both vote, which is just a simple majority, and then come back and then approve it. And what they were going to do is they were going to do that for each and every swing state, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, just the five, just to name a few. So that was going on, and that was led by, you know, Ted Cruz and Senator Hawley. And this is from both houses. They got sponsors. So they started the first one. Arizona went into a debate. And at that time, at the same time that this was going on, the president of the United States was at a rally outside of the White House, basically instructing. I don't think I'm misspeaking. I think I'm right when I say instructing.
Or at least guiding.
Guiding, heavily guiding. There is several thousand protesters to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue over to the Capitol and basically protest this what was going on, because Mike Pence would not refuse the votes, which he never would have been able to anyway. He's not allowed to. It's a ceremonial procedure.
Correct.
And what I witnessed in my lifetime is the first time that this has ever happened. Minor attacks have happened on Capitol Hill in the early 1900s. Some pipe bombs and some dynamite have been used, but like I'm talking single. The only time that it's ever happened is 1814, where a mob actually came onto the Capitol Hill and actually burned it down. That was the British doing that in the War of 1812.
Canadians,
and they also burnt down the White House too. That's why the White House is white. That is what happened. So it's been over 200 years since this has transpired. And I just cannot get over what I saw yesterday. It will piggyback into markets. It will get piggyback into, because markets rallied. In that aspect, the stock market did well. They saw past it. They see past they're looking at Q3 and Q4 of 2021, which we'll get into probably another episode. But I don't know. I just wanted to know what your guys' opinion was.
The baton is on January 20th, right? So we've still got two more weeks of
Chuck Schumer has called it. Well, Chuck Schumer, which is now the incoming majority leader of the Senate, because they will have majority now that the two Georgia runoff seats have been gone, have been flipped into Democratic hands.
Democratic.
You've got essentially a, he's calling for either the 25th Amendment to take place, meaning he is unfit to stand office. Therefore, Mike Pence becomes president for at least for the next 2 weeks. Or the
House and Senate impeach.
Or they impeach.
Both of them impeach, yeah.
Which the impeachment is going to be really hard to do because you still need a supermajority. You need 2/3, 67 senators in order to do.
Yeah, but you need 8 out of 10 cabinet ministers to invoke the 25th Amendment.
Correct.
So you need a larger share to invoke the 25th Amendment than you do to to go through.
But
the benefit of one versus the other, though, is another thing that's really coming up, especially in left-wing media right now. If the benefit of impeaching over invoking the 25th Amendment is if you impeach and he is convicted, he is never allowed to run for politics again. Right. That's the big benefit, and that's what a lot of left is hoping for.
His daughter, now they're talking about getting into politics.
But the thing is, she's transferred their official address to Florida, and that's why she has a chance of actually running for senatorship. I mean, I don't think she'll be able to do it within the next 4 years, but definitely after 4 years, when those seats start coming up, it's going to be interesting. I think after what happened yesterday, you've got a lot of GOP Republican senators specifically that are, and House of Representatives, that are just sickened by what transpired. And
if anybody has time, my recommendation is watch the few minute speech that Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, made last night around it. Once they reconvened, just before making the vote on Arizona in the Senate specifically, Lindsey Graham got up and said his piece. And for a guy that's been a giant, you know, pain in the butt for a lot of
Trump supporter too,
Trump supporter in more recent years, he had some very moving things to say and said, this is not our country. This is not how we act. Joe Biden's going to be president, and you know, we need to stop this crap now.
Yeah, a lot of them are very well spoken. I watched a good chunk of them, and I will give them that. I will give them that. Very poetic in what they said. I mean, a lady was killed. A lady was killed. We've got to put that on the podcast for people that hadn't heard. Right? They stormed. They stormed the Capitol.
So a lady was killed inside the Capitol. She was shot and later died. And they said 2 or 3 other deaths happened outside of the Capitol for other emergencies. And they didn't really get into specifics. I mean, you don't know if someone had a heart attack and then died because of all the violence or whatever, but we don't know why those people passed away. But definitely, I felt so bad for that, the black security guard being chased up the stairs with only a baton in his hand.
Have you seen the things out there of the Black Lives Matter when they had the riots and all the protection at Capitol Hill they had then versus now? They had an army at Capitol Hill when Black Lives Matter were rioting, and then essentially this happens yesterday and it's just chaos there, oh my God, can you imagine what could have happened with Black Lives Matter kind of trying to storm the Capitol Hill?
Stephen Colbert said, when the Senate chamber, they all went into the secret hiding spots, like legit. I'm not even being
really,
They're moved. Yeah.
They were told, staff were told to go to get gas masks and to take the secret exits and to go into the underground tunnels.
But even the Secret Service?
No.
Secret Service had
telling them.
Well, Secret Service had the VP, right? They had Mike Pence, obviously, but the other representatives, the House of Representatives and the Senate, they were all being advised to bunker down and gas masks and things like that.
Yep. Do you think they muzzle him the rest of the next 2 weeks, or is this?
Well, I know. Well, it just got released that Facebook. So Mark Zuckerberg made an announcement that Instagram and his Facebook account will be suspended at least until after the January 20th.
Twitter still suspended, because that's where the big problems are coming from.
Twitter, he's still under his 12-hour suspension, but he's using.
I don't think he is anymore.
Well,
I think
he's using, possibly. But he's using his assistant, one of his assistants' Twitter handles, and that's the thing. He'll be able to get around it that way, right?
He'll find a way.
Trump is still shut down right now.
Is he?
Yeah. His assistant came.
The 12 hour thing would have been, it would have been like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., I believe, that it would have been up. So, yeah, no, they still have his account suspended as of 1:44 p.m. on the 7th. Yeah, that's crazy.
So they're muzzling.
But Stephen Colbert said, he goes, like, with a couple of these people bursting into this is what you're saying, talking to Jeff. Hundreds and hundreds of police officers that were there for the Black Lives Matter protests. And you had like one security guard getting chased down in the Capitol.
With a baton.
With a baton. And he's like, well, thank God it wasn't some black people with some soda pops, because, you know, shit could have gotten real weird and some deaths would have happened.
Well, because yesterday also announced too that guy who was shot in the back 7 times, the police officer is not following or facing any charges.
That is.
All in the same day.
Yep.
Oh my God. What is going on?
It's very crazy. Like, one of the comments that I made to Katie this morning was, the person that got shot and killed, the right is very much saying, well, they were unarmed. And they were protesting peacefully, right? That's the position they're taking. I'm just saying, that's coming from the right. That's the comments. But, you know, if you look at so many of the left-leaning news outlets and media, they translated it to, like, Black Lives Matter. Like, what if these were Muslims? Like, there would have been mass slaughter. Nobody would be trying to defend and saying, well, this person was unarmed. Well, it wasn't a peaceful protest, right? We don't know those details about specifically what had happened. But if that officer felt that their life was in danger, if it was an officer that made, according to them, right? Mm-hmm. If they felt their life was in danger, well, they shot. Did they shoot to kill? No, because they weren't dead at the scene. They tried to revive the person. They tried to help them and get them aid, and they died later.
But just to get from what I had heard on the subject matter is they had broken a glass out of a door, and this woman was actually half in that window.
Oh, wow.
They shot her in the throat.
Oh, really? That's how it happened. Okay.
That's what I had heard through a news feed. So if that's accurate, well, I mean, she's actually trying to permeate a set of doors. Where
breaking and entering, for sure.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? And they don't know what she has. I mean,
yes,
she's coming from behind a closed door, right? And they're literally breaking the glass out of the door.
Well, you saw that in the House of Representatives chamber. They had a barricade up, and they had the one of the glass.
That's where it happened, supposedly.
Was it that way? Okay, really?
I think so.
One of the windows were broken in that, but there was no way of getting in. And you had all these, you had the Secret Service there with guns, but it was just.
CNN showed the actual
footage
video of this woman getting shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it's not clear.
You can find anything on YouTube these days.
Yeah.
It was.
And they interviewed the guy that filmed it.
Well, how's this affecting the stocks then, Brandon?
Well, I mean, when I was watching it, obviously, I always say to people, people always ask why I follow politics so much. And, one, it is an ingrained interest for me. Like, I do love it. But as I'll say, Jeff, you and I we'll go on rants about the Leafs, and we'll go on rants about football or whatever the case may be. And
Bills! Go Bills!
But the fact of the matter is, here's the seriousness of it all. The last time LeBron James has made a tweet, a journalist didn't get killed. Last time, Michael Jordan made a tweet, or Tom Brady made a tweet, or won the Super Bowl, or didn't win the Super Bowl, or whatever, stock markets didn't crash. Wars almost never started. Like, it's just it's nice. It's a nice thing that unifies a country together, but it has no bearing on the day-to-day lives of individual Americans or Canadians or even the worldwide. When the president tweets, journalists get killed. You know, wars do get started. You know, North Korea being one. China, the trade war with China that indirectly affected Canada.
Like, well, the whole intention is the president's voice is a representation of the country.
Regardless of what you think of the states,
yep.
It is the oldest democracy in the world. And it is the, no, it is the oldest democracy in the world. It is by, it is started in 1793.
I thought there was some democratic.
Nope. The oldest Greek, continuing. Greek. Nope. So they've had, so democracy has been around since the Greek and the Romans. Yes.
Yeah.
But the oldest continuing longest. Democracy in the world is still the United States. It's well over 250 years. And the,
1767?
76 is when the Constitution was made.
17, thank you. 1776. Mm-hmm. Economic.
Look at Jeff there. Not my area, boys.
Buff. I'm learning here.
But no, but here's the thing. 1776, and they, whether you like it or not, economically are a powerhouse. There's no one that even comes close. Like when you look at the GDP economic impacts, it goes like the US, China's pretty close.
I was going to say China's got to be further.
And then it takes a consortium of, I don't know how many countries, the EU.
I was going to say three. EU, I think. Yeah.
Like that's how economically powerful.
Before Brexit.
So my question.
Even Brandon, after Brexit. Even after Brexit. The UK, Germany's the powerhouse, not the UK.
My question, Brandon, is that Capitol Hill attack last night or siege, whatever you want to call it, how does that directly impact the stock market then?
So it would have had a more detrimental impact on the stock market if this was a pre-election, right? Like if the election hadn't been done yet, this would have had a much more dramatic impact on the stock market.
But even the senatorial race, right? Like, if you didn't have that going on and they just stormed for some reason, then I think you would have had a harder impact on it.
The fact that Biden's going into office on the 20th, is that a positive effect in the stock market? Is like
so it's good. That's a really good question. That'll lead us into, if you can probably ask that in the next episode, I'll get into that more because I've actually got numbers and stats to back that up on what we can expect. But the reason why it recovered is because the market always looks ahead. The market always looks
futures
6 to 9 months ahead. So they're buying the futures. They're not buying the present. So they know that, hey, there's been civil wars before. Mm. There's been world wars before. There's been pandemics before. There's been great depressions. And the U.S. economy has always chugged along and has always grown. And it just goes to show you, and I think this is where I'll probably wrap it up because I don't want to go down too much of a rabbit hole, but this is why people really need to start taking politics seriously and really starting to follow and have an opinion on something that.
But not fall down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories.
Correct. You need to find a middle of the ground, newspaper, like I read the Globe and Mail. The National Post, the Financial Post, something like that.
The Standard.
The Standard. You know, that's a plug for Grant LaFleche.
Plug for Grant.
But it's, you know, and really subscribe to like news networks that, you know, really promote both sides of the argument and not Facebook or YouTube or anything of that nature for your news, because it's amazing on how quickly you can spiral out of control and not really know what the heck's going on, right? And it does have an economic impact. And I'll wrap it up finally is, you know, a guy got up on the, you know, in the House, the Speaker of the House's chair and started yelling, "This is our house. This is our house. Come on in. This is our house." Let me remind everyone, like, it is the house of the people. That is true. Those are your representatives. That is 100% true. but they're elected. And whether you like it or not, and I've disagreed, and I've said this on the radio this morning, I've disagreed with Trudeau on many situations, but guess what? He's our prime minister. Whether I like it or not, he's our prime minister. And I've disagreed on Doug Ford, and I've disagreed on, you know, the Bloc Québécois or whatever the case. They're elected representatives. And whether or not you like it or not, they're there to do a job. And if you don't like them, vote them out the next time, because that is your chance to vote. That is your chance to speak.
Two little quick rebuttals to a couple of comments. Technically speaking, the Americans would say that the White House is painted white so that it could preserve the concrete on it, not so much as a result of the burning.
Okay.
And two, they would also claim that they won that war. So.
Yes, it depends on the news, right?
It
depends on the government and the history book you're reading. Sorry, that's the way I should have said it.
That was like a PTI correction at the end.
Yeah, he's referencing...
Not a correction, just a different...
He's actually referencing the war in Georgia back when the treaty was signed. And the treaty was signed and the Brits won the war. Like, the Americans gave up from invading Canada. Mm-hmm. But the treaty never... Because it's in the 1800s. The treaty never hit Georgia in time. And the French and the British and the Americans were all in a war... And the Brits actually lost that war. They actually retreated that war.
Correct.
And that's
exactly the way it happened. So that's the way
the Americans say
that was the result. That's what caused.
But anyone that knew that, the treaty was signed like a couple weeks before that. So
yeah.
New Orleans, not Georgia. It was New Orleans. That was the battle.
I couldn't remember where it was, but there was there's a specific name for it. Chicopee or I'm going to butcher it, but there's a particular battle, right, that they had won and forced the Brits to retreat.
That's right.
Great history lesson today, boys.
Well, there you go. And Josh, help us. You want to take it away?
Help us help you stay informed.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.